If a woman is traveling from China to the U.S. for IVF treatments, how can her cycle be managed during that travel? We're going to talk with Dr. Ravi Agarwal, reproductive endocrinologist for Reproductive Science Center of the San Francisco Bay Area, who works out of the San Ramon location, and Jackie Hsu, medical assistant and founder of U.S. SynCare and HIMSS member, who will be translating in Chinese. Welcome to Fertile Edge, a podcast from Reproductive Science Center of the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Maggie McKay. So good to have you here today, Dr. Agarwal and Jackie. First of all, Doctor, how did teaching students at Harvard Medical School help with counseling your patients now, today, currently?
So I had the privilege of doing my residency in obstetrics and gynecology at Harvard Medical School and its hospitals, where we also, one of the many aspects of care that we provided was reproductive endocrinology and infertility. And one of my favorite, but also challenging parts of the job is to work with medical students and other residents and teach them kind of the fundamentals of the science and the treatments that we provide to patients. And I learned, having worked with the brightest students in the country, that you really need to know your stuff. And the best way to explain concepts that are difficult in the most understandable, complete way possible.
And how long does a typical treatment take? In other words, how long should patients plan to be in the U.S. while they're completing their fertility treatment?
A typical treatment for which a patient must be locally close to where they're getting their treatment done, not just the clinic where they're getting their ultrasounds, but also the lab where they'll eventually have their procedure, really takes about 2 to 3 weeks. For the first week or so, patients are coming into the clinic every other day, maybe every 3 days for ultrasound, blood tests, just to kind of gauge how your treatment is going. But it gets a little bit more frequent in the last week. Patients are coming in almost every day leading up to their egg retrieval. Just to add that probably the most important part of the whole treatment is actually the initial consultation, where the doctor and the patient really talk about the patient's goals, what kind of treatment they would like, whether they want to use pre-implantation genetic testing for doing a genetic testing on the embryo or not. And while that can be done in person at our clinic, it can also be done virtually. So patients can stay at home and not need to worry about traveling for that initial portion. One thing that also is helpful for that initial consultation is if patients have some diagnostic testing done beforehand, maybe some very basic blood work or even an ultrasound to look at their ovaries and see what their ovarian reserve or the number of eggs that they have left in their ovaries is.
Dr. Agarwal, as someone who grew up in the Bay Area, what do you recommend patients do while they're here?
Like I said, patients are required to be here for 2 to 3 weeks, which might seem like a long time, but it actually, given all the stuff there is to do in the San Francisco Bay Area, might not seem like enough time at all. I'm definitely biased because I'm from here, but we have wonderful mountains, we have wonderful beaches, the weather is perfect. And if you ever are missing home, San Francisco has a wonderful Chinatown with the best food and the best restaurants and the best shopping. And I am there almost every week myself at one of the restaurants because it's so good.
How did growing up in the Bay Area prepare you to take care of Chinese patients?
So the Bay Area, one of my favorite things about it is that it's one of the most diverse places in the world. My school particularly had a lot of Chinese students, a lot of whom were my closest friends then and to this day. And I spent a lot of time with their families, a lot of Chinese New Year's, a lot of Mid-Autumn festivals. And one of the biggest things I took away was the emphasis on family and how big and important family is to everyone. And I think one of the most rewarding parts of my job is helping those patients finally get the family that they've always wanted.
Jackie, how does SynCare complement RSC's fertility treatment as it relates to patients coming from China?
We do two things. One thing is we help patients from China find out the best clinic, which is RSC is. So we do recruiting. Second thing, we do facilitating. When patients come over, during the 2 to 3 weeks, how we can help them to get whole process hassle-free.
How long have you been working with RSC to provide concierge services, Jackie?
I would say more than 10 years. So I was interpreting one of the conference, which is, I believe, HHS, between two HHS, China and the US, one of the prestigious clinic in China who has 10,000 cycle a year. So they, a team with a local HHS to have exchange. So the HHS or ASRM, I'm not quite sure. So they sign RC as a show model. So like show was the best clinic, IVF clinic in the country. So I was interpreting, so I get to know RC is many ways, you know, impressive teamwork technologies maintain the highest successful rate in the country. So it's about 10 years ago.
Thank you both so much for sharing your expertise on a topic that's very emotional for so many couples trying to get pregnant.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Again, that's Dr. Ravi Agarwal and Jackie Hsu. If you'd like to find out more, please visit rscbayarea.com/about-Chinese. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. This is Fertile Edge, a podcast presented by Reproductive Science Center of the San Francisco Bay Area. Thank you for listening.